Recorded Books presents E. Astor Bunnymund and the Warrior Eggs at the Earth's Core by William Joyce. Narrated by Gerard Doyle.
Before Chapter 1. A recap, a prelude, and a premonition of terror. Since the Battle of the Nightmare King had been won, the planet seemed to be relatively quiet. Catherine, North, and Nombrik had stayed in the Himalayas with the Lunar Lamas. They knew Pitch and his nightmare armies would strike again. Pitch had escaped wearing the robot genie's suit of armor and had vowed revenge against them all. But the man in the moon had given North the magic sword that had belonged to his father. He had told them of four other relics from the Golden Age that could be helpful, perhaps essential, in defeating the Nightmare King once and for all. But where Pitch was hiding, or what they should do next, was a puzzlement. Similar questions were being pondered on a faraway island, in a secluded section of the Pacific Ocean. On this island, there resided the most ancient, mysterious, and peculiar creature the world had ever known. Or not known, actually. Though he possessed extraordinary wisdom and power, he had given up on the comings and goings of history and humans. He had not allowed himself to be seen in living memory. This being, however, knew something was in the air. He knew about the Battle of the Nightmare King, and he knew of Nombrik and Pitch. He'd had dealings with them in the distant past. He could see and sense signs most unwelcome.